In Europe, officials still don't know what's responsible for the deadly E. coli outbreak that started in Germany. More than 20 people have died, while more than 2,000 have become ill. Yesterday, German authorities announced that they suspected sprouts from an organic farm in northern Germany as a source, but tests failed to confirm that. That's the second time German officials have had to backtrack. The first time was after they wrongly singled out cucumbers from Spain. Still, German consumers are being advised to avoid raw sprouts, cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce. Reporter Susan Stone spoke with people at a farmer's market in Berlin about how they're handling the uncertainty.
At Berlin's Kollwitzplatz farmer's market, crowds mill around stalls selling baked goods, homemade jam, and of course fresh fruits and vegetables. Edith Struber owns the organic Eichhorn farm. She says despite the fears of E. coli, people are buying her beets, spinach, and lettuce. And she thinks she knows why.
I only sell local produce, mostly grown on my own land. We've been here at the market 12 years, so people know us. It's a matter of trust.
Struber says, in her view, the food crisis is tied to imported vegetables that aren't in season in Germany, although there's no evidence that has anything to do with the outbreak.
I think almost all of the people who got sick ate lots of raw vegetables, many cucumbers, many tomatoes, and they're just not in season. I think my customers appreciate the fact that I'm not selling tomatoes and very few cucumbers because it's not the right time of year for them.
One of those customers is Gerd Eggers, who's buying strawberries and rhubarb. Though the source of the contamination remains unclear, Eggers has his own strategy for staying healthy. He says he's not buying supermarket vegetables right now. Who knows where they come from? He shops here, he says, because he has faith in Germany's organic produce markets. Eggers says he believes in being careful. He's avoiding salad for now. But he thinks the story has been overblown by the media. He counts off other recent German food crises. Eggs contaminated by dioxin earlier this year, and a previous scandal over spoiled meat. He predicts in a month, no one will even be talking about E. coli anymore. But a month can be a long time for some. Vendors at Horst Knobel's stall sell fruits and vegetables from around the world. Mangoes from Mali are on special today, as are Spanish raspberries. Knobel also has piles and piles of untouched tomatoes and cucumbers, which were originally blamed for the outbreak.
People don't want any tomatoes, cucumbers, or lettuce. We get organically grown lettuce every day, regionally grown, freshly cut organic lettuce right from the field, and we just can't sell it.
Still, customers are buying his wares, though fewer than usual, and they're choosing fruit over vegetables. Knobel says he thinks a lot of German shoppers prefer to come to local markets like this one, where they can get some guidance about what's best, though they don't always take his advice.
They all want German apples, even though they are a year old now. The ones from New Zealand or Chile are better and fresher, but that's not what people want.
He says, from his perspective, people are overly cautious. Doris Merkard is running against the tide today. She's dared to select a few red German tomatoes still on the vine, but she's not going to put them in a salad.
I'm going to put them on the grill. I don't believe there's that much of a problem, but I've been grilling anyway. So I grill them or cook them in a pan, and then everything's okay and tastes good.
She's cautious, but still she doesn't want to be wasteful. She grudgingly admits she has eaten cucumbers lately because she didn't want to throw them away. For The World, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.
You can see Susan's pictures of the farmer's market in Berlin there at theworld.org.